Airdrie manager Jimmy Boyle's decision to bring his players in for training 3 times a week shows just how difficult it is for part-time clubs to compete in the First Division. The new arrangements mean the squad will be just one training session short of the traditional working week many of their full-time rivals operate. The extra time on the artificial pitch at New Broomfield will give the coaching staff more time to work on things like team shape and set pieces with their players. Boyle also wants to focus on improving how the team passes the ball and retains possession during matches. The manager stressed that this wasn't a punishment for a poor first half of the season and said that bridging the gap to the full-time clubs was essential. The First Division has been an unforgiving environment in recent years to part-time teams. The last recognised part-time club to stay up automatically was Queen of the South in 2007. But by the end of that campaign, half of Ian McCall's starting lineup was made up of full-time players. This season sees 3 part-time clubs in the First Division, with Cowdenbeath, Airdrie and Dumbarton in 8th, 9th and 10th places respectively. When the First Division last had 3 part-time clubs, it was in 2005-2006. Queen of the South, Stranraer and Brechin City finished in the bottom 3 positions. We're almost certainly going to see history repeat itself, even with Airdrie's new training regime. For Advertiser Sport, this is Colin Patterson.